Don, you have lovely, lovely, whatever. I'm moving on because I lost that thought. Okay. And she now is living her dream, which is strangely enough, it's a lot like the life she's always had. So I'm going to, without a two, introduce this to you. Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, she's a best-selling author.
Yeah. Technically not best-selling. At this point, it sold 1.3 million books worldwide. Since I didn't read all of them in New York in 1 week, that prevents me from being a traditional best-seller. It's all about where you sell and when. But 1.3 million books, 13 languages, audio, and Japanese manga. With Mother Milk, published primarily out of the UK, based on, and mostly English agency historical movies from the early 1800s in Britain. I sit in Wisconsin and I read about a country that I've never actually been to. You're here for inspirational moments. I decided to share with you the inspirational words that I got from my mother when I decided to follow my dreams and become a writer. You really think that was your idea? Mom is full of wisdom. Mom told me that butter tasted exactly like margarine, which kept me asking for it. She told me to pull my skirt down over my knees in the 60s when mini skirts were in. So that was like pulling my lip up over my forehead. And she told me to put some weight on your legs when you walk. So I got that. I really don't know where she was going with that one, but that was her advice. And as I got older, the advice increased. She told me you don't need spices when you cook, even if it's chili. She would tell me about birth control, but I didn't know. And I am menopausal and I'm still waiting on that one. And she told me not to pierce my ears because if I put on earrings, she didn't have to tell me the nice girls did not read romance books. Yes. And nice girls would not read about that. And if nice girls wouldn't read about that, nice girls definitely would not write that. She didn't even have to tell me that one. So when I started out writing, I didn't tell me. My plan was to wait until my parents died. And then I would publish my books, and I would never have to embarrass or offend anyone. But then I grew up, and I started noticing that a lot of my mom's advice was really about her and what she was afraid of, and keeping me close where she could watch me, and not really about things that would be best for me. I started to rebel, and we all go through that period of rebellion. I got my ears pierced. I was 40. The woman at the salon said that if I was good and didn't cry, I could go next door and have ice cream. Because most of the people she dealt with were in elementary school. I was kind of a late bloomer. But, by that time I already learned how to make chili using spices and I already had sex. So I was, I was making some progress. And as usual, when I told her that I was actually writing romance, I told her because she was about to tell, I think, one of my cousins that she should be denying communion because she was going to sin with somebody. I figured I'd throw myself on that grenade and be a distraction. I'm writing romance. And so, of course, she said, well, good idea. Well, yeah, I thought it was a good idea. And once I really started writing, I got more advice from everywhere because everyone has an opinion. I told my husband I was going to write a book. Because at that point, he had never seen me finish anything, much less a book that was going to take me months and months to write. And so I proved him wrong. I wrote a book. I kept writing. I went to successful writers when it's time to try to get published, and I asked them, what should I do? What's it like? And they said, don't do it. Writers are all miserable. They're drunk. They're on drugs. If there's you know, they'll ruin your marriage because husbands don't put up with that. And that's just the successful writers. Most people don't get published. It's almost impossible. It would be easier to get elected to Congress than to make the bestseller list. But I ignored that, and I kept writing. And after 8 years of trying, I sold my first book. And then I really got advice because that's when the reviews come. I've written down some of my favorites here. I'm quoting. It took weeks to clear the stench of this book from my mind. So that's proof that my stories are memorable. And my absolute favorite quote, that do I have permission to swear? Yeah, I'm quoting somebody else. Sexist bullshit patriarchy, thy name is Christine Merrill. Which I should just put on my business cards or maybe cross-stitch and hang it over my desk because I'm somehow responsible for the downfall of society. And so I wrote even more books. And I had a family member tell me on my birthday, not my husband this time, that my books had too much sex. So I said, thank you. My Girl Scout leader from high school told me I should write children's books instead because the world needs children's books. And I said, no, thank you. And every time I saw my mom, she said, are you still writing those books?
Yeah.
It's my job. And everyone and her wanted to know, why does it have to be romance? Why can't it be anything else? Why can't you write a serious book, something good? Why can't you write good books? I write romance because I like romance. I like happy endings. Romance is the best-selling genre in fiction, pretty much professionally. The industry is predominantly run by women, published by women, written by women, and read by women. The heroines, although they've gotten the reputation, everyone assumes that they're fainting violets, you know, sad, repressed, desperate for a man losers. It's a genre for and about strong women who get the men that they deserve, who support them, help them solve their problems, and their partner become stronger through the course of this relationship. And of course, the main rule of romance is that it has to end happy. You know, I've learned to deal with the bad reviews because I figure if Jesus Christ didn't get 100% approval rating, then I'm not going to be the first one to get that. And the reviews are really important to me are when I get emails from women saying, I read this book with my mother, she's in chemo, and it made us both feel better. I have pretty much every author I know in romance story about getting an email from soldiers. Soldiers like to read romance because they're happy. They're in situations when they're deployed that are not happy. And these relieve stress. You get fan mail from prison. It's fan mail from abused women who decided that they were worthwhile themselves because the imaginary people that they're reading about are worthwhile and don't take crap and succeed through the course of this book. I have to check to see what I wrote down to say to you. I can tell you that in times of economic collapse and stressful politics, romance makes bank. Everyone runs to these books because reality has gotten too real for most of us. And though you can't live in fantasy, having a little bit helps you get through the day. Women, you know, sales are increasing again. God help us all. I would prefer not to be successful because times are bad. But I know that when I get up and just don't feel the magic and can't face the story, I keep going because the gift I've been given is to make people feel better. So I write for the people that need to feel better. And I can say now, if you're here, you're probably here for inspiration. You're either writing or you want to be a writer. And people are going to tell you no. They're going to say, you really think that's a good idea? Well, yeah, it really is a good idea. If you want to do this, this is your dream. Go for the dream. You're going to feel better. The people you touch are going to feel better. And the people who are trying to keep you down, they're realists. The world actually has to have practical people. It's what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps my socks picked up off the floor, because, you know, the family has to walk around 3 steps behind me. If I was left around the world, nothing would ever get done. I was the sort of person who wants for a robin's egg blue shoe and a black shoe to work, because I was thinking about a book and I hadn't noticed. So I'm not going to keep the world running. I'm just going to keep my little corner of it happy and ignore the naysayers. And you should do. It's your dream to write. If it's your dream to do anything, you go for that dream. Tell them I said so. Do you have any questions?
So, what do you read? Do you only read Regency, or do you read all kinds of books?
Read or write?
No, read.
I read all kinds. I actually read all kinds of books. And I don't read as much as I used to read. My eyes are crapping out. So I'm like kindling and blowing the text up big, or audio. I just finished reading Victorian, which was about Lady Sherlock Holmes. I like science fiction. I like mystery, contemporary romance. My favorite will always be Jennifer Cruzy. She was one of my teachers. And she is blisteringly funny. Pretty much, I'm willing to try anything. Men's adventure novels. Strangely enough, a lot of books are written by men. Just plain stubbornness. It took forever. I became a full-time writer because I accidentally quit my job. Because I thought they were going to let me go half-time, because I took 2 weeks off work because I said, I really have to finish a book. But this is never going to happen again, because I sold one book, it was out, they wanted the next book, I said, I hadn't done the sequel. And I said, I just need 2 weeks. I'll quit write this, it'll be months before they read it. They read it in 3 days and offered me a 3-book contract. So then I needed more time to write. And I said, can I take some time off? Can I go half-time? You'll never notice the difference, because I'm always sitting at my desk. And got called into the boss's office. And when I thought we were going to negotiate, he said no. And I said, then I guess this is 2 weeks notice. So I made a wild leap of faith. And frankly, when you've just knocked the bottom out of your life, you have nowhere to go but forward. So I went forward and I wrote a lot of books. And I don't write as much as I used to. It used to be steady 1,000 words a day. Now it's a deadline is coming, and so I'll write as many words as I need to make a deadline. yeah, I'm motivated by bills. I write a book and pay the bills, and then I have to write another book to pay both bills.
Yeah.
I am at your disposal.
Wait, I'm sorry. I do have to tell everyone online that people like that. So people online, if you can touch one person, well,
coming.
Yes, I was in Orlando last year. There must be an RWA person. That was where the conference was. I went outside the hotel once while I was